Now a story about people using coding to find a way through political polarization. This is in Brazil, where civic hackathons have become popular. Reporter Catherine Osborne went to a hackathon in Rio de Janeiro.
It's a Saturday morning on Rio's north side. And a small museum auditorium is packed with 100 people, ranging from teens to people in their 50s, and their computers. They're here for a free event called Hacking Public Data with Python. The organizers had to close applications early when 1,000 people signed up for 100 spots. They read each application looking for people who are likely to make a social impact, according to teacher Fernando Massonori.
Várias professoras da UFRJ, tem professor da PUC do Rio.
He said chosen participants included researchers on health and public security, the director of a community newspaper from a low-income neighborhood, and staffers from city council and federal prosecutors' offices. Massonori has given 25 of these workshops across Brazil in the past 6 months through the nonprofit School of Data. Applications have consistently overflowed. Participants, like lawyer and water researcher Adriana Bocaiuva, say that's because of coding's potential to address a well-known but unsolved problem with government information in Brazil.
Sometimes it's given out in a way that it's just for compliance with the law, but not really informing about what it's supposed to inform.
Bocaiuva plans to use the coding language Python to find out how money from people's water bills is spent by Rio's water utility. The funds are supposed to improve basic sanitation around Rio's Bay, but they're getting spent somewhere else along the way.
If we don't have enough information, we cannot have the politicians doing what they're supposed to do.
Massonori, the teacher, says he views the high interest in deciphering public data as a reaction to a lack of qualified government officials in Brazil. He's hoping to build a talent pipeline so these skills will eventually reach the top ranks of media and public office. But first, the basics. Massonori, in bright blue-rimmed glasses and red sneakers, leads the group through a starter sample problem. They calculate money spent on Brazil's World Cup stadiums. You can tell Massonori loves teaching. He's cracking jokes and beaming with delight at the code from his computer projected against the museum wall.
Ou você programa, ou você é programado.
Either learn to program or be programmed, he tells his students. With this mantra, he wants them to take control of their digital lives to avoid surveillance and being hacked themselves. In the afternoon, the group works through a more complicated calculation. The students help Massonori at some points, and there are plenty of pauses for questions to be answered. Massonori's workshops aren't the only civic hacking going on in Brazil these days. 8 Brazilians have created a robot that uses data from Twitter to flag possibly illegal spending by lawmakers. And a crowdfunded hacker bus travels around Brazil's countryside, running workshops explaining Congress and the courts. Pedro Zeno, who participated in the Rio hackathon, says these initiatives show Brazilians are ready to innovate in order to clean up their politics. That cleanup is a massive task. Zeno and the civic hackers say Brazil's federal anti-corruption probes that made headlines in recent years are only part of the solution. They say the rest lies with citizens, and that coding can boost their power. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.